Good morning and welcome again. Thank you for being with us here on this Worshiping Sunday. You know, as we gather together and we read the passage that we just had, the story of Mary and Martha is a very, very classic Jesus story. It kind of takes me back to when I was being trained as a mission developer, that is to say, a church planter, somebody that goes out and starts a brand new church. I was at this training in Chicago. We had this trainer, and they were talking to us about the fact that our problem with being church planters won't be that we don't have ideas. It'll be that we have too many ideas. That not that we can't figure out something to do, it's that we will have figured out so many different things, so many different angles, so many different ideas, so many different techniques, so many different methods, so many different outreach possibilities, that we will not have time to accomplish them all. Or, more importantly, we shouldn't. So one of the lessons that they taught us was, not every good idea is a good idea. What that means is just, because something has worked somewhere else, in this context over here, Pastor A has tried Technique X, and they've grown their congregation to 10 times the size it was. That doesn't mean that it will work where you are. Maybe your context is different. Maybe your people are different. Maybe the financial situation of your congregation is different. Or just maybe it doesn't suit your particular ministry style. So they wanted us to understand that just because there's a million great ideas out there that everybody's writing a book about, and everybody's got this silver bullet that's going to solve all your church growth problems, it doesn't actually mean that any of those ideas are necessarily the right idea for you and your context and your congregation. Not every good idea is a good idea. And we kind of get this here in Mary and Martha. And one sister's working. One sister's studying. Neither of those two things are morally or ethically superior to one another. In fact, we're told that throughout the whole of the New Testament, God's people do lots of good work. And some of the work they do is basic menial tasks. St. Paul was a tent maker who spent his days making tents. He spent his evenings preaching the gospel. Doesn't mean that it was bad that he spent his days making tents. So what we have here are two sisters doing two entirely different, but not necessarily bad things, except in this context. Again, context matters. Jesus is proclaiming the gospel to this group of people. He sat down and he is teaching them a lesson. One sister has decided to stop all of the preparations. The house cleaning, the cooking, the preparing for guests. And she is now just sitting and listening to what Jesus has to say. And the other one is the exact opposite. She would like to listen to what Jesus has to say, but she's got to cook the meals, she's got to clean the house, she's got to get the guest bedroom ready, whatever it is that she's doing. And she comes to Jesus and she says, "My sister is being lazy." And Jesus says, "She's not being lazy. Your sister has realized that not every good idea is a good idea. And your sister has realized that in this context, when I am present among you and I am proclaiming what it is I need to proclaim, it is a far, far better thing that she sit and listen than she fix me some roasted fish or whatever it was that her sister wanted her to come away from Jesus and do. Jesus says, "Well, I'm not going to make your sister choose the wrong option. I'm not going to make your sister give up doing the right thing, the best thing, so that she can go do a different thing." In fact, there's almost an undercurrent here that Jesus is saying to the busy sister, "You really ought to not be busy. You really ought to not be cleaning the house. You really ought to not be cooking the meals. Those things will take care of themselves later. What you ought to be doing is sitting next to your sister and listening to me." While is this always going to be the right choice? Well, no, there's going to be plenty of times when the right choice is to clean the house and make the meals and get the guest bedroom ready. But in this context, this situation, the right thing to do is to stop working, start listening. And as Christians, we struggle with this because we're people who want to do things. We're people who want to be responsible for doing good things in our lives. One of the things that we hate to do is stop and listen. And of course, this is exactly what this scripture passage is telling us to do. That sometimes in life, the important thing to do is to not distract ourselves with our own busyness. And sometimes that's exactly what we do. We distract ourselves with busyness from looking deeper. Because sometimes when we look deeply into our own lives, well, there are things there that we don't like to see. God says things to us we'd rather not hear. And we get sent to do missions and ministries that we'd rather not be sent to do. But Jesus says it's so much more important than you know what it is that you are being instructed to do or think or how you're being instructed to behave before you act. And I ran into this with a church planter, of course, during one of these trainings for being a church planter myself. This fellow by the name of Francis Chang, and he had built this enormous 5,000-10,000 member congregation. And one of the things he said in a question and answer period was, people ask him all the time, what's your scheme? What's your, and I don't mean that in a mean way, more, what's your system? How do you order and organize your ministry in a way that you are able to accomplish these great things? And Francis says, well, first I begin every day by praying. I spend a lot of time in prayer and I listen for what God is then saying back to me. Whatever it is that God has put on my heart that needs to be done that day, I go and I do that thing. If God puts nothing on my heart, I take the day off and I go and I golf. And a lot of the folks around the room kind of looked at him funny like, well, that's not actually a plan. That's not a format. It's not the sort of thing that you can write down a 10-step, you know, procedural document for. He just kind of shrugged his shoulders and said, there it is. If God doesn't tell me to do anything, I don't do anything. Because I feel like, first and foremost, the role of a believer ought to be to follow the lead of the one who is our king. And if he is not giving us direction and instruction and leading us and guiding us, then we should plant our feet, sit down, and listen. Because there may be something yet to come that makes all the difference in the world. And so I say to you right now, how much of your life is spent working, being busy, being engaged in all of the things that the world tells you you need to be engaged in? And how much of your life is spent pausing, being quiet, and listening? If the being quiet and listening phase isn't coming first in your life, if the busyness phase isn't, you'll get around to that whole listening thing at some point, then listen to the words of Jesus from today's lesson. Choose the right choice. Be the sister that sits at the feet first. And it's not that she never goes and does any work. She does very important work in the kingdom of God later. But first she is instructed. First she learns. First she listens. We are called to live the same way. So I say to you all, have a blessed Sunday. But don't have a busy Sunday. Have a quiet Sunday. Have a listening Sunday. Have a Sunday where you say to yourself, what is God calling me to do in my life this week?